We need to be on our knees praying for America. We need to be on our knees praying for those in positions of authority today, that they will have wisdom. We need to be praying that God will rule and overrule in the affairs of this world. We need to be praying for our families. We need to be praying for our children. We need to be, there are so many things for which we ought to pray. So give God a chance in prayer. But give God a chance in your life. You must unconditionally surrender to God. Romans 6:19 says, yield ye yourselves unto Him. Give God a chance in your life. You give Him a chance by worshiping Him. Suppose your children did not want to be in your presence. How would you feel? Well, see, God wants to be us to be in with Him in worship. And He said, where two or three are gathered together in My name, there am I in the midst of them. And God wants us to listen to Him when He speaks in His Word. God is not speaking to us through dreams and visions and small, still voices in the night. He speaks to us according to Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, through Jesus Christ, His beloved Son. And He speaks to us through the inspired Word that is given. What if your children did not want to listen to you? How would you feel? You say, well, I'd be hurt. Well, we need to be listening to God in His Word. That is, we need to study the Bible. And we need to be listening to God, and we need to be speaking to Him in prayer. Suppose your children would not speak to you. How long has it been since you spoke to God in prayer? And then we need to be giving our time to do His work. Will you dedicate your life to Him? Will you just give God a chance in your life? Would you do that? Paul was a dedicated man, and he encouraged others to be dedicated. And in Romans, the 12th chapter, he said, verses 1 and 2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds. You may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Please give God a chance. Give God a chance to save you. Will you do that? You see, He wants to. According to 2 Peter 3 and 9, He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God does not want any person to be lost. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and 4 says he would have all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. He wants to save you, and He wants to change you, and He wants to make your life into something that is beautiful and useful. You see, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. He wants to save you so that your sins will be forgiven, like those of Saul of Tarsus of old. And that man named Saul became the later was known as the great Apostle Paul. And Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 1:15, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And yet He had His sins forgiven. He wants to save you so that you will have peace of mind, so that you can have that peace that passes all understanding. Philippians 4:7. Do you have that kind of a peace now? I suggest that I'm likely speaking to some heart right now whose life is in turmoil. It'd be an unusual thing if I was not speaking on television at any given time and there was not someone watching whose life was not in turmoil. I want you to know, if you'll just give God an opportunity in your life, He will save you so that you can have that peace of mind, that peace that passes all understanding. Isaiah 26:3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." And he wants to save you so that you can have a good influence upon other people. Well, what about the influence that you have on your family? Well, what about the influence on your children? Can you say to your children, "Now I want you to be just like me because I'm trying to be just like Jesus. I want you to be just like me because I'm trying to go to heaven when I die." Can you say that to your children? Hey, can you say that to your people that you work with? Can you say that to the children, the young people that you associate with at school? Can you say that to the people around you? "You follow me, I follow Christ." Well, the way that we do that is by letting the Lord save us from our sins, and then we will have a good influence. Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4:12, and he said, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers." He told Timothy, "I want you to be a good example to other people." So if you will allow the Lord to save you, you give God that opportunity to save you by your rendering obedience to Him, submitting to Him, then you're going to have a good influence on other people. Think about all the people that could be led to Christ because of your good influence. I have seen people whom people would think, "Well, this individual will never become a Christian. They would never even entertain that," and then they become a Christian. And then those that have been watching them and looking at them are so impressed that they want what they have. I remember one Sunday morning, some family visited where I preach in Somerdale, Alabama. And the woman said, "I have a friend who is a member of the Church of Christ. And I just wanted to come to find out why she has what she has." But you see, I know her friend, and she is a joyful person to be around. As a matter of fact, she has had a lot of physical problems. And in spite of all of the physical problems that she's had, she's been able to smile through them all. And she has such a good attitude, a positive attitude. And she had such an influence on this woman that this woman wanted to come and to find out why she could have such a joyful, positive attitude. Well, that's influence. And the fact is, we're influencing people, good or bad. Right or wrong, we're influencing people. But you see, if you give God a chance to save you, think about all the other people around you that are going to be influenced by you. Well, would you give God a chance to save you so that you can have hope? Don't you want hope? When hope is gone, despair sets in. I read the story a number of years ago about a submarine just off of the coast that was disabled on the bottom of the ocean. And those who were trying to rescue the men on the inside could hear a tapping coming from inside the sub. And they were tapping in Morse code. "Is there any hope? Is there any hope? Is there any hope?" Well, there is hope. Christ is our hope. 1 Timothy 1:1. And Christ in us is the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. Yes, Christ is our hope. And without Christ, there is no hope. Ephesians 2:12. But in Christ, we have hope. Hope for the future. And the best is yet to come. Now, I want to ask you again. Will you give God a chance to save you? God wants to save you. But you see, He cannot save a person who doesn't want to be saved. He cannot save a person against their will. And He can't save you without Jesus' blood. It took the blood of Jesus being shed on the cross of Calvary that the world might have an opportunity to be saved. Apart from the shedding of blood, there's no remission. And when we render obedience to the gospel, by believing on Christ and repenting of our sins and confessing our faith in Christ by being baptized into Christ, according to Romans 6:3-4, when we're baptized into Christ in His death, buried with Him by baptism into death. And it was in His death that He shed His blood. There's no power in the water. Absolutely not. The power's in the blood. But it is in the action of baptism, being buried with Christ, that we are baptized into the benefits of that death, obeying a likeness of His death. And then we arise to walk in the newness of life, Romans 6:1-4. I want to urge you to give your life to Christ, to repent of your sins, and to be willing to submit to water baptism for the remission of your sins. Peter asked in Acts 10:47, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And He commanded them to be baptized. Baptized in what? In water. In water. There's no power in the water. The power is in doing what God said to do. Just like when Naaman over in 2 Kings chapter 5 was told to dip in the River Jordan 7 times to be healed of his leprosy. The power is not in the water. It was in doing God's will. I want to thank you for watching today. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.
Getting to Know Your Bible has been presented by Churches of Christ. If you have a question about the church, or if you would like the location of a Church of Christ near you, or to receive the free Bible course, write to Getting to Know Your Bible, Post Office Box 314, Summerdale, Alabama 36580.